We are learning Masechtas Chulin, Daf Chof Chesam Abeis. We are beginning from the two dots, Rabbi Yehuda, in the beginning of a line. This is eight lines from the top around, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, the eighth line from the top, Rabbi Yehuda, in the beginning of a line. Rabbi Yehuda says that when you do a Shechita of Oif, you have to shech the Vridim as well. The Vridim are like the jugular, the veins that have the blood in it. You have to shech that as well. Omar Rav Chista. Loi Omar Rabbi Yehuda El Oif. Like we spoke with that already when we learned the first Amid in the Perek, but Rav Yehuda only said it by a oif. Since you always roast it at once, at one piece, without cutting it up, we're worried that the dam won't be come out so easily. Therefore, we have to cut the vridim. That all of, most of the dam shoots out that way. But the behema, since you anyway butcher it up, therefore, when you salt it, after you butcher it, all the dam will come out. You don't have to worry about it. So, Vashteta in Rav Chista, he's saying like this. Till now, you could have learned Rav Yehuda saying, it's different Shechita. Shechita is not for Siman. You have to check the Vridim also. Now that you're telling me it's only Ba'if, what you're telling me is there's nothing to do with Shechita. It's a new din. It has to do with dam. It's like Hilchas Malicha. It belongs to Hilchas Malicha. Zot Gemara, Lameimra, the time of Yehuda, Mashem Damhu. It's all dam. It's nothing to do with Shechita. Freit the Gemara, but Tanar Rido Eimer, Ash Yishchay the Savridim. So until you shecht the Rido, shecht it, make a poke hole in it, do the Shechita on the Samana, and poke a hole in the Vridim. What does it say? She is Yishchay, it's not the Shechita. So you're right, Eimer Ash Yinkam is a Vridim. You can take a. So it's Eimer Ash Yinkam is a Vridim, and my Ash Yishchay, Ash Yinkam is a Shechita. So anytime it means until you make a hole in the Vridim, so why is it Yishchay? To teach you, it should be Vashas Shechita. We'll see why in a second, but the reason is because B'shah Shechita, the blood is pumping and still warm, and that's the right time to poke a hole in the Vridim. So that's why I'm answering that, even though it's Mashma, we could think, if you learn the Mishnah, it's Shechita. No, it doesn't mean Shechita. It just means a way to get the blood out. Toshma, Vridim is Shechita, Divrei Yehuda. In our Braisa, it says clearly, Vridim is Din Shechita on it. So what do you see? It needs Shechita. Eima Vridim Tzarech Nakum B'shah Shechita, Divrei Yehuda. All it means is that the Vridim, you have to make a hole in it, B'shah Shechita. It's not right. Huh?
Why is there only
oif? Like I said, because only oif have to get the dam out. By a behemoth, it's a butcher into pieces, you don't have to take the dam out. What? It's not a dam, oh, in the kasha? In the kasha? We're saying no, but if in the kasha, that's din shechita, in the kasha, he holds it's by behemoth also, Echanami, as he's trying to prove. Echanami, like, again, Rav Chista never even said that has to do with dam. All he said was, it's only by oif. In that we chap, that it has to do with dam, because it has to do with shechita, shvi b'behem also. So we said, Rav Chista, it's only ba'if. That means what? He holds, it's a din malicha. We'll call it malicha, to make it like clear. It's a din of the malicha and the dam. So now we're asking a bunch of kasha on that would approve that it has to do with shechita. Once it has to do with shechita, it's shvi b'behem also, exactly. It's shvi b'behem also. It should be b'behem. It's, yeah. So the Gemara says, let's see, bad talk again. Vridim is shechita, the Rav Yehuda. So it's a raya, it's a din of shechita. You have to make a hole in the shechita. Toshima, Omloi Rabbi Yehuda, Ma'achash lehuskaru vridim, Elohitzim emdam, Mali v'shechita, Mali shloi v'shechita. So they asked Rabbi Yehuda, if the vridim is only lehuitzim dam, so why would it have to be v'shechita? Elamai, Rabbi Yehuda must hold that he's saying v'shechita, it's din v'shechita. Mechlal, that's where it's Mekadiyik, the Rav Yehuda Seva B'shechita, because what else is he answering to the Kasha? The Rabbanim asked him, if you need Vridim, so like, why Dafka, so if you need Vridim, just Lohi Zidam, so why Dafka B'shechita, could be even Lohi B'shechita. So we're assuming, was Rav Yehuda himself hold that Seva B'shechita, must be Nizah Zidin Shechita. Mechlal Yehuda Seva B'shechita. So I don't know how he can rely. Mali Nok B'shechita, Mali Nok B'shechita. V'hu Seva, and he holds, B'shashchita osidam dechayim. B'shashchita, the dam comes shooting out because it's warm. Shloi b'shashchita lo yasidam dekarer. It's already cold. So that's what we're proving. We stuck up for Rav Chista very well. Rav Chista says din dafka va'oif has to do with dam. Behemah says you chop it up into pieces. You don't have to worry about the dam. It has nothing to do with shchita. Now Rav Yirmiya didn't hear this whole discussion. Boy Rav Yirmiya, yeah, Shaila. He thought also of Vridim for Rav Yehuda is regular in Shechita. Part of Shechita was he had to cut the Vridim. Boy Rav Yirmiya, Vridim Rav Yehuda, Shah Ben, Oidaras Ben, let's say you were Shah, you waited, or you were Daras, you chopped it. Does it have a Psal Shechita or not? Ben Mao. He wanted to know if it has a Psal Shechita. Omele Husaba, Hochem Rav Elazar, Ba'amri Lo, Omele Husaba, Rav Elazar. Some say that he said from Rabbi Loza, or Amalei who sabe li Rabbi Loza, Hachi Amar Rabbi Yechanan, this Rabbi Yechanan says, Menakvam bekoitz, you poke it with a koitz, which is a thorn, you don't need a knife even, Vein k'sherei meretz kosher. Why is it kosher? Because there's no din shechita. Tanya kavasei to Rabbi Chista. We bring a riot to Rabbi Chista. What's the riot to Rabbi Chista? It says, Shachat shnei chatzai, simon and ba'oif, posel, two halves of one of Einzach, and it's posel by behemah. That two halves are not enough. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, ba'oif, actually, Yishchai is a Veshem, you read them. But if you need, also read them besides for the Veshem. That's what he's adding on. But he says, Ba'oif. So it's a Raya that Rav Yehuda said it only Ba'oif. See, that's the main Chizr of Chista. It's only Ba'oif. So it's Tanya Kavasar of Chista. Through that, we know that the whole Dim Vridim is a Din Adam. But the Iker starting point of Rav Chista is Stafka Ba'oif. It's not so Pashut. But my first surprise, like Rav Chista. Rav Yehuda Eimer, Ba'oif. It's clear it's only the Ba'oif and not by Behema. And not by a Behema. Zotik Moravaita. Coming up is a big sugya, Mechsa Mechsa. It's a little bit of Shvera sugya. Let's see what we can do. Chatziach Ba'oif. Itmar. Rav Oma. Mechsa Mechsa Karoiv Dami. Here we said you clearly need a Roiv Simon by Oif. And the same thing if you're Behema, you need Roiv of a Simon. Let's only do half, exactly half. And you can measure it. You do exactly half. What's the halacha? So there's a machlokes. Why? Because the shaila is, in the halacha Moshe Rasina, it says roiv. What does it mean? Roiv means is that you shouldn't have roiv left. If you don't have roiv left, half is enough. Or it means that you need roiv shchita. That's the question. Right now, the Gemara learns up, shout in the machlokes. Itva, Rava mechza mechza keroiv. Rav Kanama mechza mechza ina keroiv. Half rav is not like roiv. Rava mechza mechza keroiv. Hakam alayach ma'al amayisha. Lois shai ruba. Don't leave over half. Well, roiv. Don't leave over right. And once you have half, you don't leave over right. Rav Kanama, mechza, mechza, inik roiv. Hakam alechman al Moshe. Shchoit ruba. Shecht the roiv. And the Rashba is medayik from the Gemara right afterwards that we'll see. It's not dafka by shchita, this shaila. Right now the Gemara thinks this goes all over Shas. Mechza, mechza, karoiv, or not. Because how do you look at mechza, mechza? You look at like, the glass half full, the glass half empty, basically. So if you look at like the what's left, that's not roiv. Most of it is done because that's not right. Or you look at this, it's only half. So that's the shaila. Had to look at a mechza. The more have different kashas, and the simon is chatzi katina gageras pagima. So the gemara tonight learn to the mishnah chatzi echod ba'oif ve'echod v'chatzi behema. We had mentioned before already. If you do half of a simon ba'oif or one half simon of behema, shchitasoy psula. So, I'amrit mechza mechza karoiv. My apostle, he just told me that chatzi is enough according to Rav. So what's the problem? First of Mishnah, chatzi is not enough. What's going on? Am I apostle? Hobble right. The Gemara says you're right, but the Midrash says it's good. Midrash bano. Dimalo yosem meva palga. So Rabban take it in because maybe you're not going to do palga. And this is the first part of Siman chatzi. Next one will be katina. So lo yosem meva palga. Maybe you won't do it. So Rabban take it in. So it's a brother gedin, and Rashi says, "Midrash is kosher, and what's the nafkamina? So what's the nafkamina if it's the rice to rabbanon? Nafkamina is it won't be matam benavela. When it says over here pesula, it will not be matam benavela because rabbanon when they made halacha they were moist of tumah. They didn't like to be moist of tumah, and therefore it would only be possible midrabbanon. But midrash would be kosher, and it would not be tumah. So that raya we answered. Amar Rav Katina, another raya. Tashma, this is a raya from Hilchas Tumah, not from Mishchita. The halacha is, if you have a tanur made out of cheres, it becomes tameh, what's the only way it can be metaret? By cracking it, smashing it. So it says in the braisa like this, cholku l'shnayim v'hein shovim, you split it in half, and they're exactly equal, shneim tameim. But why? Because I don't know which one's the rive. So maybe one of them is a rive. Since one of them is a rive, so it's tameh. And since they're both, we're not sure, so therefore, there's still tum on it. Rashi is master of episode, like, they're both tame, which is the Pharisee Yaakov is busy with it. Loshon Rashi is, Yeshol Tzamtzis Yom Chavonim, Elevadi Bechaminau Ikeruba, Velo Yadina Behemenayu. We don't know which one has Roiv. Hilchach, Loisalko Tumimenayu. I should say it, Rashi said Hilchach, it's a suffix. We don't say that. Loisalko Tumimenayu, there's a Diak and Rashi, Rashi both are tame. We're not getting into that, but it's tame. It's an interesting Rashi. Ayin Teferis Yaakov from Yaakov Gesundheit that says Pshad over here. In any case, back to our Gemara. So the Gemara says what? That, Shneim Tmeh, Yishev Shal Tzamtzim. Freight the Gemara, ha efshel tzam. So let's say you would be able to do it exactly in half. What would be the halacha? Tahir. It'll be tar. Freight the Gemara kasha. Amay tahir. And why is it tar? Zil hacha ikaruba. Vezil hacha ikaruba. L'chayr, if you hold half and half is like roiv, so even if it's exactly half, why should it be tahirim? It should be tameh. Because you have roiv on each side. That's the Gemara's kasha. Rav, you hold nechsa mechsa karoiv, even if it's exactly even, it shouldn't be tar. Because mechsa mechsa is karoiv. That's the Gemara. That's the Gemara's kasha. So, let's just see let me tell you a problem over here. So, the Gemara is shikol pella. I'll tell you the kasha. The Torah, it's already, you have to look go to your local raid bank. The kasha is a pella, the Gemara. What do we say according to Rav? We said that when you shecht half, it's like roiv. Why is it like roiv? Because I didn't leave a roiv. So it means half is like the whole thing's broken. The whole sermon is cut. Why? Because I didn't leave half. See, here also the same thing. What's the kasha? I thought, why tire? You know why? Because if I cut half, I didn't leave roiv. I didn't leave roiv. It's like it's smashed. It's tar. What's the kasha? They're taking the word literally. Mechza mechza ka roiv. So he's saying, oh, look, half the tanner is left, so it's like roiv. It's not true. We didn't say that in Rav. We said, if I care, we said half a kana is cut, we said it's like cut completely. So if half a kana is cut, it's cut completely. You take a tanner, if it's half smashed, what's it like? It should be like it's nothing left, right? So then it should be tar. What's the kasha? What's the kasha? It should be tame. It's a man's appellate. What about the appellate? You can't read the more. Well, I think the Rajba says something here. But it's an aura. It's a good aura. Maybe someone will say it's a kalachimer from the chumra of shchita. If deer works, they hear for sure it should work. Something like that. Ayin sham. Okay. Marat kash is, we'll just take it literally. If you learn the more literally, learn it like the level of just taiching. So you can taich it beautiful. Taich it beautiful. Yeah. Mechzat's karoiv. So if it's roiv, you have roiv of the tana left. So it should be tame. If you just want to taich it that way, it's kavaldi. Okay. Alright, Papa, I'll tell you a terrace. Trey Rubicham Aleka. It says different. By a shchita, you're not fighting in the other half. It's you have to have shchita on roiv, and I'm calling that roiv. Mashaiki by the tanner, you have two halves. So it's a steer to each other. They both can't be roiv. They both can't be roiv. So Trey Rubicham Aleka, because each one can't be roiv with the other one. And therefore, there, it's called Paga Paga. And it's not called roiv. It's not called roiv shalem. Therefore, there will be tahara taka. Because when you have two roivs that are on the same piece, you can't say they're both called roiv. Because that's impossible. Therefore, there it's better. Okay. So we answered Rav. We answered Rav from there. Third kasha. Toshima shochet chasi gageres. You shechted half a gageres, half a kana. Half a kana. Remember, is not a trefi yet. V'shok de shchita acheres. So on top of tesamav now, and you waited enough time for another shchita, which is called shehiya in hilchos shchita. Then the gomra, then you finish it off. Shchita is kasher. The shchita is kosher. V'amrit, because you know why it's kosher, because it doesn't come treif, like we said. V'amrit mechza mechza karoiv. If you say that mechza mechza is karoiv, it refolei. It became a treif already because half is still like roiv. Zok to gemara. Good kasha, because if you hold mechza mechza karoiv, it should be a treifa, then how can you continue it? So when we say ours behemah, I'm talking about behemah, loy ba'oif, talking about an oif. Now, you can stop right there, it's a simple tarot, it's talking about an oif, and ba'oif, half the shechita is enough, so it's kasher. We asked about mechza mechza karoiv. So kasha is behemah, it's mechza mechza karoiv, so it's treifa already, so how do you continue it? But by oif, it's kasher, that's the answer. Huh? Why do you have to do it? So that's how to answer. That here, it's kosher. So, what I have to answer? So maybe that's the answer to the next month. Mark continues. Mamarav Shach. I mechza mechza karoiv ha'avad le'ruba. He did right. I mechza mechza ene karoiv lo'avad le'klum. He didn't do anything yet. So therefore, Mamarav Shach is good. So yeah, so really, the way to Rosh Hashanah has a kosher is, why do you have to say over here, the Mamarav Shach. Just say simple. We go on there, mechza mechza is enough. So the answer is, it's talking about oif, and mechza mechza is enough, it's not a shayla of a treif, because it's kosher. That's why it touches Rosh and the Chushi Ran have a kasha. They say, just say simple, that that's enough. Tamili, matzor choze harichas, holoi mesaf galei, lemadi o mechza mechza karoi, you know, it's no sofik, don't machshu the mechza. So the way he answers is, that you don't have to medactic to make sure you have a half over here. That's why it's a Mamarav Shach. You don't have to make sure you have exactly half, because either way it's going to be good. And maybe that will answer your cows also, since you don't have a doctor, you just have to finish it off. But God must really say, it could be also the other cows, not sure. Also, always made it better, it's more to finish off the whole simon. That's what it says the Gemara. The Ran has different territory. I forgot the Ran's territory. Maybe that was the Ran's territory there. No, the Ran's territory was the Rabbanon. That was the Ran's territory. The Ran's different territory was the Rabbanon Shah, because him and the Rabbanon, you have to finish it off. We said before, even though the rice is half enough, the Rabbanon finish it off. That answers your cows also. And the Rabbanon, you do have to finish it off. That's the Chidush Ran says. In any case, we got out of that kasha on Rab. Tashma another kasha. Hareisha yechatzikana pogum. If the chatzikana was pogum, hoisav alav kashu, and you add a little more, begamru, you finished it off. Shchitasik sher, it's kasha. Freiti mar kasha like this. V'yamis mechsa mechsa karoiv. If mechsa mechsa karoiv, treifa havya. It's a treifa. So the kasha is that here it says that chatzikana pogum and hoisav alav kashu when you finished, it's kasha. The kasha is that mechza is karoiv, so it's a treifa. Amar Rava shani l'inyan treifa the beinan roiv hanira le'anayim. You need a roiv hanira le'anayim. Here he's saying over here. See here you can't say the same teretz as before. Before you made the shechita and then you were shahar. So there in a man of shahar it's good because you made the shechita. But if chatzikana pogum by itself is enough of a shechita, so then it's a treif already. If it's a treif already, so then it's possible. I can't just finish it off, even by oif. Let's see what's talking about oif here. So what's going on of it? V'yam zbech le'roif, treif ava. I'm a rava, no. Shalini treif, they mean roif aniru le'naim. Naya chiddush. Say by treif, you need more. You need roif aniru le'naim. You need roif aniru le'naim. I don't know, for half and half. For treif, you need more. Now right here, it'll be a pella. Because it'll come like this. If I shech the chatzikana pog with my own hands, it's considered dead, it's good shechita. But it's by itself, it's not even a treifa. How can it be such a thing? It's not dead, it's not even a treifa. How can it be such a thing? Mamash apel. So Zok the Tvur Shar, at this point the Gemara assumed, you're right, chatzi is enough of roiv, treifa is roiv v'naim, and the only time it would work by a shechita will only be by a vesha taka. By a vesha, where a master is treifa there, their half would work. This point, Rav's halacha of half would only be by a vesha. That's what would be this point of the Gemara. The Gemara is just slug up this whole thing, so it's not going to stick anyway. But that's how it'll be in this point of the Gemara. Says, now, treifa needs roiv aniru le'naim. But I'm only a baya, I understand you. Lav kol d'cheinu, it's a kol d'cheinu. Well, ma treifa the mashu mitzvah. Ma treifa, that there are places where mashu is enough. Like Rashi gives a few examples where mashu is enough. It's like by a veshet, and by other cases that you have, other cases where the mashu is enough. Ma dach there, where Rashi's case is the Kuvus HaVeshet, Vahareya, Hadakim. So Treifa has a mashu, an element of mashu. So Ma Treifa, the mashu mitzvah, Hechad bin Arobo, Ini Roy, bin Arroy, Ben Erol, and I, Ni Rebbe, and I am, Shechita, that always needs full. Dadiko, Ruba, always needs Roy, Loy Miskashra, Loy Koshka, Ni Rebbe, and Erol, and I am. So you might have to have a Treifa, which the Istra idea of mashu, there, a Roy means a Roy. So by Shechita, which always needs a Roy, of course a Roy means a Roy. Therefore, with this, we just blew it out of the water. There's no such thing as mechza mechza karoiv by shechita. There's no such thing. El kuli yama mechza mechza ain't a karoiv. Mechza mechza not karoiv. That's why by the tanur, it's not a karoiv. Everything's not a karoiv. No such thing as a karoiv. Not by shechita. No such thing. So what was Rav talking about? Teres is talking a whole different sugya. A sugya of carbon pesach. This belongs to psachim this gemara. L'chi itma the Rav derav kana liyim pesach itma. We know that if you have roiv at tzibur, that's tamei. The halacha is the tumah to tzibur, and you don't go to Pesach Sheni. If it's a miyut, if it's 49% of Klai Yisrael's tamei, they all bring a Pesach Sheni, and the rest of Klai Yisrael brings b'tahira. Whatever happens if it's 50-50, zok the gemara itma reisha Yisrael mechza tayr mechza tameim rav ama mechza mechza karoiv, which means he learns from a pasuk, not the mechza mechza karoiv. He learns from a pasuk that a half a tzibur can be pushed off, cannot be pushed off the Pesach Sheni. On the other hand, it's not considered roiv tzibur tameh. So what happens is, half the tzibur does it for tahira, and half the tzibur does it for tameh, for tumah. They can't schlep along the rest of the tzibur, but they're called a tzibur. But they're not enough of a tzibur to override the other half of the tzibur. So mechza mechza karoiv means they don't get pushed off the Pesach Sheni. They can bring a Pesach today. Rav Kana ma mechza mechza in a karoiv. What's my time with the Rav? What's talking about the Rav? The chsiv ish ish ki yitameh lenefesh, ish ditcha ve'ein tzibur nedachim. Which means the davka ish yitchol sheni, and palga zograshi a half neither ruba loy mikri miu bechalal yechidim nafka. They're not yachid either. Loy mitchu. So since they're not mitchu, they can bring a pesach today. but the other half cannot bring betumah. So that's the mechzer mechzer roiv. There's no din rav mechzer roiv by shechita. A badi roiv by shechita. A full roiv. Mechzer mechzer just means a guy with carbon pesach. That's the whole sugya mechzer mechzer roiv. And it's for different reason, because ish nitcha ve'in tzibin adachim. That's why it's like that. That's what comes out from the Gemara.